Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. So, okay, the U.S. isn't doing a good job teaching K through 12 students in the areas of math, science, and technology. But where are we falling short, and what can we do to get our youngsters fired up and skilled in these key fields? That was the topic of discussion at a U.S. congressional subcommittee hearing last week, where Dr. Suzanne Wilson, chairperson of the Department of Teacher Education at MSU's College of Education, testified. And she joins me now to talk about the issue. Welcome to the program, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Now, first, give me some perspective on where we are in STEM education. That stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Just how far behind are America's K through 12 students compared to those of other developed countries?
In the elementary and middle, in elementary school, we do comparatively well across the, around the world, but by the time our students get to middle school and then in high school, they begin to drop behind most many of the developed countries. So we're sort of in the middle, but as you know, the United States considers itself a leader in the world, and the middle is not good enough for us.
So we aspire for more. We teach the basics well, but then at some point, the education of these areas begin to stall. Is that due to students? Is that due to teachers, to the programs?
I think it's a combination of forces. We don't build in our schools supports for teachers in order for them to learn new ways of thinking about and teaching science or to keep up with science. We don't have adequate facilities in schools in order to immerse students in inquiry experiences where they could actually get excited about science and not feel like it was all about memorizing data or theories. And so I think we all share some burden. It's also not only about the schools. Parents play a big role in getting their children excited about science by taking them to museums, by taking them outside into the world.
Aren't these areas of study generally more challenging for most students as compared to the social sciences? And don't they often require a greater amount of focus and effort to learn and excel in?
I think probably everyone who's in a subject matter would be able to explain to you why their subject matter was hard to learn. So I think the general public view of the sciences and mathematics and engineering is that they're much harder to learn. But I think that's also part of an American mythology that gets in our way in becoming a world force in these areas.
President Barack Obama has called for a new effort to prepare 100,000 STEM teachers with strong teaching skills and deep content knowledge over the next decade. How would you rate the current level of skill our teachers have in these areas?
High school teachers are really quite competitive around the world and quite well prepared, although, of course, because science changes so quickly, they need constant opportunities to upgrade their skills and learn about new science and new technologies. Elementary teachers are way behind in terms of their preparation. Their undergraduate preparation requires that they learn every single subject matter well. It is impossible for them to keep up with all the changes and developments across all those fields, science and mathematics and technology being one of them. And we need to start thinking about staffing schools differently so that teachers have a chance of specializing in subject matters and really pursuing their interests and passions so that they can transfer those to their students.
I'm talking to Dr. Suzanne Wilson, chairperson of the Department of Teacher Education at MSU's College of Education. So the idea of improving our STEM education system, it sounds like it would involve more money and more resources and even building up infrastructures in schools to do that. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure that it will require money, but I'm not sure that it will require more money. Of course, all schools are having their budgets radically cut, so we would have to not cut funding. But right now, we spend a great deal of money on professional development across this country, but we don't do it in focused or centralized or methodical ways. So some of what we're talking about, I think, has to do with thinking about capturing the resources that already go into education in using them in different ways.
I wonder now what happens in college then? I mean, does that gap between our scientific education here in the U.S. and that in other countries, how does that interaction then affect the, you know, the students, American students versus non-American students when they get to college and work in programs together?
Well, I think I'm not an expert on college enrollments, but my understanding is that there is a drop in over time from freshman to senior year in the number of U.S. students who are majoring in the STEM disciplines. And many of the international students who come to this country are the ones who major in those areas. So I think college departments are working very hard to try to figure out how both to attract people to their majors, but also how to keep them in those majors.
So when it comes to improving our K through 12 science education, would it likely be then another 6 to 12 years before we'd see students coming out of the system that have significantly improved science and math knowledge?
I think that's right, and I think that's one of the reasons why we all have to take responsibility and not wait for the elementary schools to launch students into high schools, to send students to universities. I think if we don't want to wait for another generation to see change, everyone at every stage, people in the universities, people in high schools, people in elementary schools, in pre-K programs, all have to chip in and try to help figure out how to enhance our competitiveness and our passion for the STEM disciplines.
Well, it's a very broad area of study, obviously. When you look at the K through 12 system, do you think there's an area within the STEM education system that should be especially focused on and considered essential for students to have a thorough knowledge of?
Well, I think if we're talking both about just educating generally everyone so that they're good consumers of scientific and mathematical knowledge and information, as well as encouraging some people to specialize in those disciplines, then probably the most important thing is to focus on helping people to think critically in those fields so that we don't just focus on making sure that they understand the facts, which are incredibly important, but we also make sure that they understand how to both identify problems, understand them, evaluate information, and come up with a reasoned solution. This involves issues having to do with the environment, having to do with our economy, having to do with our place in the global world. And unless we create really critically thinking citizens, I think we're going to lose this race.
It seems that, you know, part of the issue is that students who are coming out of countries where they have highly developed scientific backgrounds, I'm guessing China would be one of them, they also come from a very different reality, some would say a much harsher reality than our own. Isn't part of the disinterest that students have in America when it comes to science based on the lifestyles we have and the technology that's available to us and the sense that they don't really need to know this stuff?
That's an interesting question. I think probably that's the way that many of us think, but I was on a panel recently for the Carnegie Commission for Mathematics and Science Teaching, and they did a poll of teenage students about their interests in science, and they found that students were really interested in the sciences, mainly because high school students were beginning to be very concerned about issues, say, for instance, about the environment, and they wanted to have a say in their future. But those interests get silenced or marginalized by bad curriculum and bad teaching no opportunities to really explore those problems. And so I really think we need to figure out both what our students care about, understand them as people who really want to invest in their future, and tap into those passions and enthusiasms.
Yeah. Finally, you know, it sure seems that changing the structure of education is going to be a difficult process. I mean, there are people that argue that we should be teaching creationism in high school alongside with evolution. So I wonder, when it comes to the actual process of making changes to our STEM education system, do you see that happening in a fairly effective way, in a fairly quick way, or is that likely to take many years still?
That's going to take many years. We don't often give education the opportunity to have the sort of sustained public dialogue that we need in order for people to express their opinions and have a good, honest debate about what we expect of our schools and what we need our schools to do. Instead, they tend to be victims of political forces and conversation quickly, and we really need to protect a space where people can voice those opinions and we can talk about them and come to the hard decisions that we need to as a country.
And one last thing. Was there a time when the U.S., when it came to the sciences, that where we led the world and we basically fell from that spot?
The concerns about the U.S. leading the world in terms of science erupted in the 1960s, the late 1950s, around Sputnik. It's been part of the public dialogue since then. I think there was a sense that before Sputnik we were leading the world. I think there are many people who've persuasively argued that we're still, especially in terms of innovation and creativeness, leaders in the world intellectually. But we can't take that leadership for granted, both in terms of how innovative and cutting edge our ideas are, but also our obligations to be stewards of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this call to action by the NRC's STEM report is part of that, that we need to wake up and really take responsibility for thinking about what we want to be in the future.
And Dr. Suzanne Wilson, chairperson of the Department of Teacher Education at MSU's College of Education, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.